Okay. Let's pray we'll jump right into this. Father, y'all, we just bless you. And we just thank you for all that you do in our lives on a daily basis. We seek wisdom on today. And we just ask you to bless us with it as you always have. And we just glorify you for all the things that you do in our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen. Alrighty. I like sharing with y'all my experiences and things like that. And this is one of these lessons that we'll do, so you know how that goes. Where we end up, y'all knows. But I want to share with you what y'all led me to do on today, and then we'll kind of move along the lines of it, and then just kind of, you know, see where we end up, so to speak. As you well know, there has been some things I've been dealing with as far as grants are concerned. Have met with one particular foundation, not going to call out the name of that foundation, but I had a meeting with them. Y'all had showed me ahead of time that I was going to that meetings. You know, he deals with me in dreams and visions a lot of times, as far as places where I'm going, so I know ahead of time that it is him who is leading me. I call it divine will. You know, when he showed me these things and then I'm walking that path, I just know I'm operating in divine will. And this was one of those cases. Well, as I made it to the campus of the place, it was gated. It was gated, and I was let in, and as I was driving down to where the place actually, you know, where we're going to actually have the meeting, you know, there were trees on both sides of the driveway. I call it a private road leading up to the place where the meeting was going to be held. Well, when I got there and parked, got out and went in, Yah is showing me every step of the path that I was taking in the dream. And so when I finally get inside, sit down at the table, start having conversation with the lady, then that's when I woke up from the dream. And so, you know, to actually experience those things, most people call them deja vus, but, you know, they are, you know, it happens to us quite a bit. It's just that we've gotten so far away from our heritage as a people that a lot of things that our ancestors experienced, we don't have those experiences and things like that because we have become ignorant to the things. We become ignorant to the custom. Now, ignorant is not a bad word. All of us are ignorant about something, meaning that all of us has a lack of understanding about some particular thing. There are a lot of things I'm ignorant about. And so because of that ignorance, it's just a lot of things we don't experience that we could. We're going to start back experiencing. That's why I've, you know, been saying that, you know, we're going to have encounters with Yah and things like that. And so, you know, these things have been happening. Well, after I had this meeting, there were specific instructions that the lady had given me, things that she said that she was going to do, things that she asked me to do, you know, also. And so, you know, I submitted to to what she had asked me to do because I was expecting her to do what she had said that she was going to do. Well, about a month go by, I hadn't heard anything, you know, from her and things like that. So I contacted, you know, her office because my perspective has always been, you know, I always try to give a person the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, okay, maybe something happened and she hasn't been able to give me a return phone call, or she's been busy, you know, because I can do the same thing. I can get busy and forget to do some things and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, so it can happen to anyone. Well, after having a conversation with her, I realized this same old pattern that I want to, and you know, just jump out there and say you want to, and I don't care if you're ahead of me. I don't care. You know how we do. If you're ahead of me, I'll catch up. So, you know, I don't want you to lose your thoughts or anything like that, because I know where I'm going. I keep mine, you know. And so, not saying you'll lose yours. I'm just saying for the sake of conversation. Now, because of this mindset we've taken on as a people, I experienced it a lot. Now remember this word, because this is a word that we're going to use quite a bit. Elder even mentioned it in some of the lessons that we've done. It's just that y'all never led me to go into some lessons about this until now. But yet he's used some examples from some things that he's been doing. And he's mentioned these examples, and you know, talked about certain things he had been listening to, and the standards and things like that that certain people had. So I want to just talk about this from that standard, raising the standard. Okay, so this is the lesson, raising the standard. We normally don't give subject matter. You always ask me what the subject matter is. I'll be like, I don't know. So we have to all get together and figure out what the subject matter is. Well, this one is raising the standard, you know, because of some things he said. And then it coincided with some things that I've said to people in private settings. And y'all just has used us to be on the same page in some areas. And we've discussed some things, not knowing that we were both doing some same things in some areas. So... But when I called this woman a month later, I was like, okay, here we go again. Now, what I meant by here we go again was because over the years, I've had experiences with people and organizations, whereas when you look at my name, my name doesn't go with who I am, you know, as far as my nationality is concerned. I mean, how many long boys do you know that you know, that's of Israelite descent or so-called black? Boys is rare. Lon is rare, you know. And, you know, I thank y'all for my mom. She named me Lon, and that means first lion. And so those two names... And then you got Edward in the middle. So how many Lon Edward boys do you know that's of Israelite or so-called black descent? And then, you know, my girls laugh at me a lot because in certain settings, I can come across, you know, pretty different in communication even. You know, sometimes I show up at a meeting, I'll be like, what's up? Sometimes I show up at a meeting and y'all be like, is that my pastor? Look, I, you know, so it just depends. In certain settings where y'all lead me to communicate in a certain way. Here I'm very comfortable, so, you know, I say I ain't Niels, and, I, you know, Elder had to help me with words and all that kind of stuff. But in those settings, boy, y'all think, man, he's a bad mama jamma, you know. But because of that, because of my name, our organization name, the level by which we do things, the plan that we have, the way we present paperwork and are constantly improving. Y'all is getting people around me that's better at doing things than I am. And everybody have skill levels in certain areas. You know, by the way, it's time you start doing this again. skill, because that's where your skill is. You know, because where we're going in the building, you know, all we needed was you to just show up in training school. You're in Saturday, so it's time to get back in the shoot, so to speak. Y'all told me to tell you that a week ago, but I forgot. He just showed me mercy because I'm stupefied without it. But anyhow, and so we're getting better. We're constantly improving on some things. So, you know, y'all be patient with me. I'm going to be patient with y'all. But we're going to put it all together and everything's going to work out wonderful, okay? Now, you know, we're critiquing and fixing things. You know, my mindset is I'm my own worst critic. So I always like to say, you know, what can we do to make this better? And let's do it, you know. And so I'm always open for better, even when it causes me to have to improve. So, you know, I was like, okay, when you look at the standard by which we sit, things that y'all has asked. I was talking to my brother about a week ago, and he was like, okay, how did you put all this stuff together that we're now doing from the initial stages of things, doors and stuff like that? And I'm like, bro, I don't even know. I can't even tell you how I put these things together. And so I started showing him the level by which things have been put together. Matter of fact, I'm going to just do it with y'all. So I started showing him, and I was like, bro, I said, you know, I said, there is a, and I don't share this a lot with people, but what I'm about to show you, I think it's called, just to give you a general idea. I gotta find it. Let me do it like this. Okay. Now, this plan here that you see, I had a role to play in writing this. And so there are things that you read in this Juvenile Justice Section, Dallas County Community Plan, that is on the North Central Texas Council of Governments website, where anybody who's putting together programs have to go by this guideline. And it sits on the North Central Texas Council of Governments website that deals with these categories here. Take off on me then. That deals with these categories. You have family stability, substance abuse, education. I wrote this portion of it. And you see, Tyler, I ain't gonna call all of them out. And so, a certain portion that deals with children issues. Also, this parenting preparation program. These are things that I personally wrote that you can go ahead and read. It is part of our program that they looked at and had, you had something? Okay. That they looked at and they said, okay, implement this in the community plan where anybody who writes grants or anything to the North Central Texas Council of Government has to do with Austin and these different things like that, have to go by this guideline. Well, I'm part of the group that wrote this, and here is the evidence. Bill, you might help me make this bigger. Here, I'll back up. Okay, now as you can see, it says many thanks to our committee member, Diane Rather, that Project United is. To show you that I was actually on the committee that wrote this. Okay. Well, because of this, and this is something that, again, that's used. It's the Dallas County Community Plan for the whole Dallas County. Now, when you look at these things, because of what y'all has blessed me to understand, it gets me through a lot of doors. Okay, and this knowledge and wisdom that Yah has passed down, because I didn't have a clue. But because I understand these things, I know what to say. I know how to present things. And so it get me through doors without any issue whatsoever. And when people look at our plan, they're dumbfounded about it. You know, I think, Hell, you can even talk about, you know, you talk to some people with your company you work for, and they're, it's like everybody that we talk to about our plan, they're like, wow, this is awesome. But what makes me say, there we go again, it's like when they look at our plan on paper, and look at the detail, they're like, man, this is something that we really want to support. Then I show up. They'd be like, oh, wait a minute. We only thought that a specific race of people could put together a plan like this. And since it is you who put together a plan like this, then it forces me now to have to kind of treat you with a long-handled spoon. And I don't quite know what to do with you at this point. So I'm just going to just kind of hope you go away on your own. Type of deal. And so, once I had the conversation with this lady, I realized again, there we go again. And so, you had something I heard.
We have a comment along those lines, and it's the kind of deal where it's not like we're looking for this, but when it comes down to these scenarios, the only thing that we can conclude is because of, you know, the color of our skin, because there's never an issue with the plan, there's never an issue with anything. So far as the execution goes, there's never an issue with any of that kind of stuff. So it leaves you in the lurch in terms of making a determination, what's the problem? And the only thing that you can ever come up with is, you know, our skin color don't look the right color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, that's why I referenced the name, the organization's name, the excellence by which we put together material and present it, the thought out plan that covers a lot of things in detail. All this information is in place, and it makes anybody, I'm talking about from the federal level, the state level, and the local government level, and all foundations or any type of donor, it makes them drool when they look at our plan. And then they know the campus that we on. They're completely dumbfounded. They're like, y'all the best thing coming. Ain't going. y'all just so awesome. And then all of a sudden, they see who we are. Everything changes. And so I'm wrestling with this from the time frame I get off the phone with her. And so, you know, I do my homework also before I do these things, and so I'll go and look at their RFP, which is called Request for Proposals. So I look at their guidelines to understand what they support, and then I go look at who they donated to and all these things. You know, some of 2 million, 1 million, 500,000. You know, just all this kind of stuff. One organization, they gave $75,000 just to renovate the kitchen. It was 50 or 75 just to renovate the kitchen. And I'm sitting up there like, wow, man, you know, this is awesome. And we got an opportunity to be, you know, to receive funds by these people. Until we have the first meeting. And after that, so I'm wrestling with it. You had something else? So after that, I'm wrestling with it. I'm like, okay, y'all. And every time I get ready to sit down to do the application, I feel a pull, and I bag away from the computer, because I never sit down and do any of this information without the Spirit of Yah coming up on me like He does when I do anything else, that's necessary for Him to lead and guide my mind at a standard that's necessary to get the point across. So. I'm being held up, and finally I got up this morning. I'm like, okay, y'all, the application is due on tomorrow, the 15th. It's a piece of cake, because this is what I do. I'm not concerned about the time frame. I can pull together an application in the morning and have it submitted by that evening on the 15th. It's just what I do. It's easy. You know, it's just how my mind works when it comes down to these type of applications. And so I wasn't concerned about the time frame. I'm like, okay, I got a whole day. Really, 2 days. This is easy. still couldn't do anything. So finally, y'all spoke to me and said, he said, I want you to call her and share with her your feelings, your personal feelings about their mindset. Well, I called. She was in a conference call. And I know how this worked because I had a secretary that was a descendant of Japheth, Caucasian, in case you didn't know. And so I saw firsthand how she operated. She's Sister McGuffin. Y'all remember Sister McGuffin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I saw firsthand how she operated. I could be standing right beside her. And people would call and say, can I speak to Pastor Boss? I'm sorry. He can't come to the phone right now. Can I take a message? I'd be standing right there beside me like, Sister McGuffin. No, Pastor. If you want to talk to him, here's the information. But I'm not going to just give you the phone initially because it may be somebody you don't even want to deal with. Okay, fine. Well, same thing. She's in a conference call right now, and she's going to be in a conference call for about an hour, and she's going to call you right back. Okay, fine. About an hour go by. Y'all said sit down and email her and give her share with her your feelings in an email because it would be more effective than a phone conversation because she can go refer back to it and look at it over and over and see, you know, see what she really needs to see because if I just say it on the phone, you know, she'll throw up a defense mechanism, get me off the phone, she'll forget about it. But if you put that email there, every time I convict her, she's going to go back and look at it again. Well, I share with her my feelings and what I basically say was this. And then, Elder, I want you to share again some things in reference to that standard. So what I basically said was this, in a nutshell. Told her about how y'all deal with me in dreams and vision. And I basically said to her was, we don't, you know, your interest now is not in the same manner it was when we first, before we had the first meeting. I said, so it has left me with the impression that, you know, in a nutshell, y'all are not as excited as you were in the initial stages of it. I said, so we desire, and I'm just paraphrasing, you know, I wrote some things in a little bit more detail. I was like, but we desire only, I capitalize only, we desire to partnership only with donors who understand our community and are just as passionate about supporting our community as we are. So if you're not that type of organization, then we don't want your money. That's the standard now. We could take it, but we don't want to take it if your mindset is not on the same, can two walk together except there's agreement. Amos 3. Let's just start there as kind of a scripture to launch from. And then there's another one y'all gave me and we'll go there. Oh, I believe it's Amos 3. I think it's Amos 3.
Yeah.
I was looking down further. It says, hear the word that y'all has spoken against you, O children of Israel. So y'all always deal with us. Because that's who we are. Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt. This is where we come from. Our captivity is, you know, it's not our homeland, but we were there for a period of time until we were put in slavery and Yah eventually brought us out. And we've been in and out of slavery ever since. It says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Okay? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, when you look at walk together, walk means, it says to walk, carry. I'm looking for words in there that prosper, one in there. Any other one do you see in there that we may want to talk about?
Depart.
Can we, you know, depart, be on the same page? Well, can two walk together when you look at it or depart together? It says a unit. Unitedly. We're United Ministries. unitedly, alike, both likewise. When you look at these words, can two walk together? Can we depart? Can we do anything that causes accomplishments in life except we be unified, one unit? Yah says to our nation, when you're unified, there's always a success. You got to unify. And that's been our problem, is we've always been divided and didn't wonder why, as a people, we've never progressed very far. We've always been divided. So he says, can two walk together except it talked about from, it says a failure, without, unless. So we can't walk together unless we're going to have failure if we don't agree, we don't be in agreement. And when you look at the word agreement, it says to fix upon, to engage, down at the bottom, in the middle part. Appoint together, meet together. So it says set a time. So it shows the importance of what is necessary for us to be acceptable. And so when you look at the examples they use, it says, would a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Doesn't make sense. Here I am, a hungry lion, and I'm out roaring.
I'm scared everything away.
Everything away. Just roaring. That's not in agreement with the lion. A lion roaring when he's hungry is not in agreement. He's going to starve to death. Because that's not in harmony with what a lion is supposed to do. If, as Ella pointed out, he's hunting but running everything away because he's roaring. That doesn't make sense. So he, go ahead.
Tell the enemy right where I am.
Exactly. That's why animals of prey are always, they always have their ears open to hear any type of noise a predator they can make, because they know any noise is not in agreement with a predator. And it lets them know they've been exposed. Let's run. So he gives an example. Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out in his den if he have not taken nothing? All the deer be like, gazelle be like, he over there. There he is right there. Let's make sure we stay away from that spot right there. Okay? He says again, verse 5, can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him a trap? Here we're trying to trap birds and don't have no trap. Trying to catch birds, don't have no trap whatsoever. They said, that's not an agreement. Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing in it at all? I'm just going to take this up. That don't make sense. We put a trap down there to catch a bird, and we just come through and say, just take it up. We still going to catch it. Those things are not inconsistent. Verse 6, shall a trumpet be blown in the city? And the people be not afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and Yah had not done it? Everything has harmony. There's always a cause and effect. So what he's saying, there are things that should be in agreement. And if it's not in agreement, then we shouldn't walk with it. Thus, back to the letter, the email, I sent this woman and said, look, everybody we partner with, we want them in agreement. They need to be as passionate about us, as passionate about this project as we are. They also have to care about the community like we care about it. If not, this is not going to work. Why would you think I'd say that? Now, I've talked to some, so they know the answer to that in a certain perspective. Why would you think I'd say that? Because people who don't have the same compassion will not be willing to sacrifice the way that we've sacrificed. A multi-million dollar foundation that have hundreds of millions will turn around and give us some little candy cookies and donuts, all because they could care less about our community and care less about the compassion that we have for that community. We're just going to give you something that give us all the recognition for taking place. And because of that, we have a habit of not raising up the standard as a people and say, if you don't come up to our mindset, we refuse to accept what you're offering. Because I remember you asked me concerning this meeting. You said, Pastor, you said, how do we know that this is Yah? You remember you said that? I said, time will tell. I said, I always give them the benefit of the doubt. But when I don't see Yah, that's the time frame when I cut the cord. We always want, why? Because we in agreement with the plan of God for our life. We want to be exactly where Yah wants us to be. Remind me of the meeting we just had somewhat. And Alex was talking about the color and things like that. And once we broke it down to him, he was like, oh, I'm learning. Walking in agreement, getting on the same page. He was like, why y'all putting a blue door there? These are the colors of the kingdom concerning what Yah did when he put together the temple in the scriptures. So we have the same color pattern. Oh, now I get what's going on here. But until we were able to walk in agreement, you know, he was looking, saying, that's ugly. I don't think that's going to look right. Well, you don't have the authority to make that decision. If we want a polka dot door, just put it up there, you know. But at the same time, because we explained it in a manner that said, this is why we're doing these things this way, then it put him in a position where he adjusts his walk to be in agreement. Because he knew at that particular point, I am out of order in what my opinion is in reference to this project. They want a blue door, we're going to put a blue door. Well, that blue door makes sense to us because we're walking in agreement. And everybody who walks in agreement will look at it and say, well, that does make sense because it's in the same pattern of what they're doing. Your gold, your blue, and your scarlet, which is red, and your purples and things like that. You see that throughout the building because those are the colors that Yah love. To the point to where he said, these are the colors that I want in my temple. We just follow the pattern. But anybody who is not in agreement, like, that don't make no sense. Well, when you understand what Yah is doing and how he's doing with us, then it all starts to make sense. And once we present it, he's like, okay, I get it, man. I'm learning. I'm learning how this works. And so the standard has to be there because if we don't, we will be willing to operate always at a lower level than what we should. And people just throw us out anything. Go ahead.
So, a lot of stuff came.
Go ahead. Just dig it out.
In the context of what we've been dealing with, right? So, so what God is showing me is from this perspective, we got to learn how to, for specifically this ministry, and I'll just say for the kingdom and where things are going, we got to learn how to...
Make sure you mute. How you said she can hear somebody talking on the phone? So just mute.
For the direction that we're going, so I put it to you this way: it's almost like up until this point, one, because we didn't understand who we were, and two, because we weren't submitting to the will of Yah, we have been operating under the curse, and as a result, we've been getting the results of walking under the curse. But for the direction that we're going, it's like our mindset has to change. So, from that perspective, I mean this. So according to operating under the blessing, we're talking about from the context of Deuteronomy 28, when we obey, we'll be the head and not the tail. When we disobey, we're going to be the tail and not the head. And so consequently, because we have been the tail, our expectations and things are that we are the tail, and we accept that. But for the direction that we're going in the kingdom and how Yah is dealing with us, we can no longer accept being the tail. So from the context of even what he talked about in terms of the organization having $400 million and only give us $20,000, the reality of that is those are crumbs that they've given to us. And so for the context of where we're going in kingdom, we are the head and not the tail. We we don't eat other people's crumbs. You know, if you're going to come to the table with us for what we are or how y'all is dealing with us, it ain't going to be for crumbs. And if crumbs is what you're offering for where we going, we don't want to deal with that.
Now, here's the thing. They will offer those crumbs and expect just as much out of us as they would somebody they offered $2 million. Because that's the standard by which they uphold us. We'll give them $50,000, and we'll turn around and expect the same thing out of them as what we did for giving somebody $2 million. That's the standard by which we have fallen so far as a people, that we will accept crumbs and do just as excellent work as the person who they offered the big money to do the same thing. And so what Yah is doing with us at this point, he's like, okay, I'm setting a standard for the ministry, whereby from this point forth, we, you know, all of us may have at one time or another accepted less than what we know we were worth. But Yah is saying, from this point on, I want you to come up to the standard by which I called you to operate. And anyone who is not willing to address y'all at the standard by which I've called you to, you can't walk with them. They have to come up to the standard that I've raised you up as a ministry to walk in, or we can't be in agreement with them. So when I sent that email, I got an immediate response. Because for the first time, I'm saying this by the Spirit, for the first time they ran into an organization that is not like them, who has a the same or higher standard, I'm going to say higher, as they do.
And you expose their mindset.
There you go. That's the conviction. The conviction was there at such a high standard. She responded immediately. Yes, I got your phone call, and I apologize for this. And guess what? Although I told them we were not applying, give me some time. There's some things that I'm looking into to try to see what we can do to aid the project. Turning that down made them come up to the standard that we deemed necessary to partnership with us. We know that we got it going on to the highest degree. Why should we come down to you? You come up here to our level. We don't want to deal with you. And I like how you pointed out. Explain to everyone how you pointed out to me when we was up at the building the standard by which we can judge organizations who may not have as much. Explain.
Okay, so what I said is, from that context, even based on, you know, even based on what I said earlier, is, you know, what would be an indication of an organization that's working with us at the level that we're willing to work with them at is, if you got $100,000 and you're giving out 10, that's a considerable portion of what you're doing. That means you're serious about our project. But if you got $400 million and you're giving us 10, that means you ain't serious about what we're doing. We don't want to take those peanuts. What you giving is giving us an indication that you're not serious about this. And if you're not serious about it, we ain't playing. We don't want your money just to take your money. That's not how we operate. You're going to be a part of the vision, or you not.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's like, it's been such a culture.
Say it loud enough where, because we're in front of mics, so say it loud enough where you can be heard.
What I'm hearing you say, it's been such a culture.
There you go.
That people have settled.
There you go.
And the people that have the necessary funds or means to do what should be done, they look at it like, oh, I can give them that. They'll be satisfied.
They always know. We can give them 10 grand, 15 yeah. grand here, and they'll take it. We can give them more, but they'll take it.
And so what I was saying to him, even before we talked about this, one of the things that we're going to have to work on as a ministry to help our community is stop settling for subpar in all kinds of areas. Right? Why our business got to be subpar? Why when you come to our business, not only is that what we expect of ourselves, that's what other people expect of us.
Exactly.
Stop letting that be the report about us.
Right.
Stop letting that be, oh, well, if somebody black doing it, then we know it ain't going to be up to par.
Why do we have to go get some soul food and run into all kind of ditches in the parking lot to get out with the soul food and end up tearing up the car just to get in there to get the soul food, all because there is no standard but the food? It is time for us as a people to raise up the standard by which Yah has called us to be as a people and said, we're not going to operate like this. We're going to raise up the standard and respect ourselves. The reason why other nations are not respecting us is because we're not respecting ourselves. You know, I went into a... Did you finish? Okay. I went into a restaurant. It was some years ago, 20 years ago, because Haya was a baby at the time. You know, she's almost 30 now. She was a baby at the time, and so to tell you how long ago it was. And so we went to this soul food place in South Dallas. Walked in there, the food was smelling good, man. Looking good. I mean, I was like, wow, man, these people... I mean, man, this got out of the car like, man, this is smelling good. I think we're going to find us a little spot. You know, some kind of like find little holes in the ground and stuff like that. But it's time for us to fix them holes and bring them up, you know. So I went in there. First thing I noticed, when I grabbed the door to go in, it had a screen door. When I grabbed the door, it had a hole in it. So I'm like, okay, it's hot outside. There's food inside. And there's a hole in the screen door. And if I got any kind of little common sense that I think I got, it's a whole bunch going on in there. So I walk in there, get in the line, food looking good. People before me, it was about 8 co-workers that was with me at the time, worked for this insurance company. They ordering food, and so it come to my time, I said, I don't want nothing. So when I say I don't want nothing, the guy gets offended on, you know, they're serving the food. He says, see, that's what I'm talking about. He said, here we are as black folk, don't even want to help one another out. We don't want to do business with one another. He's saying in front of all these folks, you know, everybody's sitting there looking at me like, what is he going to say now? And so I sit there and let him get through. When he got through, I said, look, man, I'm here because I want to support you. But I don't eat flies on my food. Remember the whole screen though? Flies everywhere, dancing on everything that looked like it was food. Dancing all on him, dancing on all us standing in line. And, you know, we on the fly attacking it, and I'm seem like the only one that recognizes it. So I said, you look, I'm here because I want to support you, but I don't ever eat fly on my food. That's the reason why I'm not eating here. That's the reason why I don't want nothing. Your food looks excellent, but I don't eat fly infested food. Now, if all my co-workers want to eat this, and they sitting there with the stuff in their hand, now they don't know what to do with it because they were like, I don't want to eat it either. I said, now, if all my co-workers want to eat this, I will sit here with y'all while y'all eat these food, and I'm going to be batting these flies off your plates and stuff like this. But I ain't eat nothing until we get up out of here, and I'm going to go find me some food that don't have no flies in it, homeboy. Everybody just kind of cracked up. Now everybody don't want, okay, I would think the same thing, man, but I didn't want to say nothing. Well, I got to say something because we got to raise the standard up as a people. I don't eat fly-infested food, and I'm quite sure y'all don't either. And I love you, brother, and I want to support you. That's why I'm here, but you got to come up with that. Either fix that screen, though, first of all. Keep them flies somewhat out of here, and we can just kind of start from there. You don't have enough inclination about your business to fix that hole in the screen?
Where else you cutting corners?
Thank you. This is a standard we have got to come up from as a people. We got to come up to a higher standard and make other people come up to that standard where Yah has raised us up as a people. Go ahead.
And from that perspective, I think a lot of times, you know, you expect somebody else to come to our rescue, but the reality is, why would they come to our rescue? We ain't trying to help ourselves.
Right.
Why would they waste their time trying to help us? And right. It shouldn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I also told you was what I have heard from other people is from this perspective. Other races of people, when it comes to certain things, they have an expectation of certain things. When it comes to us, when we should have an expectation, our mindset is we'll take whatever we can get. And that mindset ain't going to allow us to prosper in the days that's coming ahead. You can't have the mindset, well, I just take what I can get. And we talked about it even in the context of business, right? We so happy to get business that we sell ourselves short.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm being low because I just want a job. But that ain't the way it operates in these arenas. We got to understand how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And hold ourselves to have a higher expectation of ourselves and hold ourselves to a higher standard than we are right now.
Amen. Brent and I had this talk some months ago. And he took that advice, and now he's bidding on jobs and getting them $26,000 a pop to do the same thing that he was just trying to get jobs for. Man, I don't want to bid myself out. We had that talk. Said, man, forget it. I just tell him what I think is what. I said, no, here's what you do. Look at all the things, you know, as far as cost is concerned. What if your equipment breaks down? You need to be able to replace it. You want to be fair, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you're able to cover all the things that you're dealing with to keep your company going. You don't want one of your machines to go down and you need to get another machine for $3,000 or something like that, but you underbid the project. Now, you're not able, your business is dead because you're not able to go get that new machine to keep that project going. And so, man, he said, man, I've been killing them ever since we had that talk. He said, I just throw a price at them. If they say it's too much, he said, I turn and walk off. He said, because I'm not going to lower my standard for them unless something else I share with him. I said, if you can come to an agreement where you can be satisfied with something, they can also be satisfied with it. It's just as long as it's fair. I said, but don't lower your standard when you feel like that's not fair. Be able to walk away from the table saying, okay, I can live with that. I'm not here to cheat you. I'm not here to be cheated. I can live with this here. You know, if it's something that you do have to come down to, as the elder pointed out, an organization only have $100,000. They're trying to give $10,000 to 10 organizations. I don't accept that. And give them all the praises that applies. If somebody gave $2 million, I give them all the praises they just gave 10. Why? Because they gave to the best of their ability, and they said, we just trying to be a blessing to 10 organizations. Your organization is one of the 10. Well, that is just. And so what I was sharing with him, I said, just make sure that standard is there. Be willing to walk away if the standard is not at the level by which God has called you to do what you got to do. And it brings me to this particular scripture here. Y'all gave it to me. Although it deals with weights, it is still from the same perspective. Proverbs 20 verse 23 says diverse weights. When you look at diverse weight, it's ebbing. It means a stone or when you're looking at a scale, that's what this is referring to.
Like the justice
scale? Huh?
Like the justice
scale? Yeah. So go ahead and explain.
So just for the sake of understanding, back in the day, right, things are somewhat different now. But mm-hmm. for example, the way things work now, let's say based on the scale that we use, if you said, hey, I want 10 pounds of potatoes. So what they would do is they would have a weight on one side that equated 10 pounds, and then they would put 10 pounds of potatoes on the other side. And when it balanced out, you knew you had 10 pounds of potatoes, right? But what people would do to scam, they would shave some stuff off of them. So they have a weight that say 10 pounds, but then they shave the pound off of the edge of it. So now you paying for 10 pounds, but you only get 9 pounds because that's an unbalanced scale, an unjust thing, right? You're telling me you give me 10 pounds, really you only give me 9. And that's stuff that people would do. In fact, back in the day, when it came to like coins here in the United States, when they were silver and stuff like that, people would shave the edges off of them. So that's why they started putting serrated edges on the edge of coins so that they would know if anybody shaved the edge off of the coin. So that's what a balanced scale is.
It, even when you look at as far as the diverse weight, back in the ancient times, they would take, as the other point I said, for instance, potatoes, and then they would take the weight of the silver or the gold and whatever they were selling that product for, and they would put it on the other scale. When it was balanced, that means that the money equal to the produce. And when that scale was even, then the sale was done. This is how much I gave you. based upon what you said this is worth, and when that scale was balanced, then it that's what it was sold for. But what they started doing, as Elder pointed out, they started fixing things to where the potatoes would be improperly balanced because they was trying to get them to pour more silver on that other tray to get more silver for actually what it was. As you see in today's time, a dollar don't go a whole lot. Don't go too far because the scale is unbalanced.
Well, even from the same context, the modern equivalent of that would be, okay, companies do it all the time. We're going to charge the same price, but we're going to reduce the ounces.
There you go.
We're going to put air in the bag and make it look like it's a whole bunch. But really, it's only
Half in the bag.
Yeah.
It's half in the bag. Yeah. Half potato chips, but the bag is full because the air is the other half. That's
another example. When you get gas,
uh-huh.
Okay, you know, when you say you're pumping it,
yeah.
When you get to the close amount you're supposed to be getting, mm-hmm. It ain't coming out strong like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, they keep you on the gas too.
All these scales are unbalanced. All of them are unbalanced when you look at, and so these things are an abomination to Yah. So I wanted to use this example, and when you look at abomination, it's tarabah. It means something disgusting morally. Also points to idolatry, idol worshiping. Yah says the reason why a person would do that is because in reality they worship idols. They worship other gods. That's what it boils down to. So I wanted to use this because anytime you have someone who is not willing, remember the standard that we have, the excellence that we put in this project, the plan that we have is an excellent plan. And anybody that want to hand us anything that's less than what the standard of that plan is operating in diverse ways. They want to give us something, get all the credit for it, but yet they put a little bit in it to support it. And that's the mindset of these people. And so Yah was like, okay, that is not fair. That's a diverse way from a perspective of what the scripture says. But you can look at other things that people try to do nowadays that has that. You know, people expect, you know, certain level of work and things like that, but they don't want to be fair. They want to have an unbalance. Remember, there always have to be an agreement. You know, give you an example. The guys that are doing work at the building, yeah, they could make more money than that. But we made an agreement. Look, this is what we have. This is the best of our ability. This is what we have. Now, you decide if this is something you want to live with. Yeah, we can live with it. We got an agreement. That's fair. But when you get someone who takes advantage of people, based upon just saying, we can do this for this. That's unjust. That's unjust. And we want to make sure that we cause first of all, us to set the standard, be responsible, and cause everyone else to come up to the standard and be willing to walk away from things like this. See, if I had not sent that email, they would have given us maybe 50 grand and been done with it. I believe they was going to give us something, but they would have been done with it. But when y'all led me to send the email and said, we're not going to accept your, what you say, Elder Crumb, we're not accepting your crumb. Your $400 million foundation, and you're going to stick $50,000 or so in our faith and think we just supposed to, well, we can use it. Yes, we can use it. That could go some places. But y'all said, you have to send the standard. You have to set the standard. And if you're not willing to set the standard, then how can the people raise up to a standard? If y'all are the organization by which I'm doing these things through, and y'all have no standard, I will not allow you to write it. It's an offense to write that and submit it to those people knowing who I called y'all to be. Tell them no. They got to come up to your level. You're not coming down to them. And as a result of us sending that, it got an immediate response, and they said, we're going to try to figure something else out. Give us some time. Oh, we're going to get way more than that. Go ahead,
Dale. You brought back to me, remember I said I was a few things,
uh-huh.
I only said one.
Okay.
But what Yah showed me is this. If we desire to be the head and not the tail, it is an offense to Yah that we taking crumbs from somebody else's table and we supposed to be the head of the table.
There you go. Because we're doing this, you're going to see that level of excellence come up to the highest degree across the board. Everyone who deal with us will know we got to come up to that organization level of thinking, or they're not going to deal with us. If we don't, they're not going to be in agreement with us, and they're not going to walk with us. We're not going to give any credit for any. Obviously, y'all is the one who's doing the work. We're just vessels. Go ahead.
But, and even from that perspective, the understanding has got to be different, even from this perspective, right? So for where we're going, it's a blessing for people to deal with us and not the other way around.
There you go.
It's not a sin from a perspective of arrogance, but from the perspective of what y'all want to do, it's a blessing for any organization to deal with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't in the business of blessing organizations whose mindset ain't on the same page with what he's doing.
There you go.
So why open the, why send an invite to the table? Why open that door for them, mm-hmm, if their heart ain't on the same page with what we're doing?
And that's one thing I have told organizations over the years. You're going to regret not doing business with us. Because we're the cream of the crop. And when this is all done, you're going to regret that you didn't put anything towards supporting it. Because we understand the level by which we've been called to do this. Go ahead.
Even on a personal level with who we are. Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know, like I was telling Zion, that's my little nephew, I was telling him, don't ever lower your standards to be friends with anyone, you know, or to just go along to be a part of the crowd. You be the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, let the difference that's in you show them that, no, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to act this way, mm-hmm, just because I'm friends with y'all or I'm associated. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, watch your association, mm-hmm, and you'll see a difference, mm-hmm, in your life.
Mm-hmm. Have the mindset of always setting the standard for your friends. Remember one thing I always say is, we don't come in looking for a move of y'all. We are the move. So everything it comes up to the standard that y'all is putting us when we go in on the scene. Across the board, whatever we do, we set the standard. We have to fix our mind on that, because that's what y'all want out of us. So we have to do it personally, as far as our project is concerned, across the board. We have to set the standard and adjust to the standard by which y'all is doing it to us. That's how we have to approach it. Personal life as well as the vision that he's given us. And watch the wonderful things that y'all does for us, because when people see this and walk with us, watch how their lives change. Watch our lives change. Y'all's using us to set a standard of how we should think. And I guarantee this. That foundation has never had an organization to turn them down. And it blew their mind. But he got the nerve enough to say he don't want to deal with us. Don't he know who we are? But at the same time, for readers, they were like, wow, it impressed them. Because they said this organization has a standard. They have integrity. They have a pride in what they're doing for the community, and they're not going to let anybody just walk on that.
It also showed that it's not just about the money with us.
There you go. It's about the community. Like what I said, it is about the community and the compassion we have for seeing our community successful. And if you're not about helping us do that, we don't want no parts of your money. Okay. That's all I have. You got anything? Anybody? Question? Comment? We good? Okay. All right. Father, y'all, we just bless you for raising us up to the standard that's necessary to be successful for you, and to experience some wonderful things even in our personal lives. Thank you for this standard, y'all. It's you. You are an excellent God. Your son is an excellent son, and and we as your children want to operate in the same excellence as the both of you. And we glorify you for that, Father. In the name of your Son, we do pray. Amen.